Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, South Wales. Here's the headline. South Wales is the M4 corridor commercial property economy. Cardiff, Newport and Swansea on the southern coast, with Wrexham bundled in from the northeast as the gateway into the Deeside cross-border manufacturing belt. Together, those four towns concentrate the bulk of Welsh commercial property activity, with one true regional centre, Cardiff, and three solid mid-market shoulder cities feeding the same lender panel. A quick note on scope. Earlier in this series, episode 6, we covered Wales as a whole. Today's briefing zooms in on the four principal urban markets that carry the lion's share of Welsh commercial transaction flow. For the wider picture across West Wales, Mid Wales, and the rural and coastal markets, the earlier episode is the one to go back to. This one is the M4 corridor and Wrexham. Let me set the scene. South Wales runs east to west along the M4, from the Severn crossing at Newport through Cardiff and the Vale of Glamorgan, into the heads of the Valleys Belt to the north, then onward through Bridgend, Port Talbot and Neath into Swansea. Wrexham sits separately in the north-east, the largest Welsh town between the Brecon Beacons and the English border, tied economically into Cheshire, Wirral and Merseyside through the Mersey Dee corridor. Population is heavily top-loaded. Cardiff, at around 369,000, is the only Welsh city above a quarter of a million people. Swansea sits at around 246,000, Newport at just under 160,000, and Wrexham at around 135,000. Together, those four cities house just under 911,000 people and concentrate the bulk of Welsh commercial property flow. The occupier base varies sharply. Cardiff is a public sector and professional services capital. The Welsh Government, His Majesty's Revenue and Customs, BBC Cymru, Admiral Group's headquarters, and a financial and legal services cluster, anchored on the Capital Quarter and Central Square regeneration around Cardiff Central Station. Newport carries logistics, advanced manufacturing, and a compound semiconductor cluster around the KLA, IQE, and Newport Wafer Fab campus. Swansea is anchored on the university, the regenerating SA1 waterfront, and a manufacturing tail running into the Port Talbot Neath corridor. Wrexham connects into the Toyota Deeside engine plant, the Airbus wing facility at Broughton, and the wider Mersey Dee advanced manufacturing belt. Why should an investor care? Because that mix of public sector, professional services, advanced manufacturing and logistics produces tenant covenants that lenders price comfortably. And Cardiff in particular is the only Welsh market with a genuine Big Nine-style regional office story that reads against Bristol or Reading on lender-relevant metrics. Let me give you the numbers. HMEM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 4,425 commercial-leaning transactions across these four South Wales towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside just over 25,000 owner-occupier residential transactions. The ratio confirms what South Wales actually is, a regional commercial property economy with a deep corporate-acquired residential investment book layered underneath. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Cardiff. Cardiff is the anchor, 1,517 commercial-leaning transactions over the rolling 5 years. That's 34% of the four-town total and the single largest commercial-leaning market in Wales. Median commercial transaction price sits at around £232,000, with an interquartile range of £160,000 to £332,500, a band that positions Cardiff alongside Bristol or Reading on lender-relevant metrics rather than the deeper discount West Wales valleys. Cardiff alone records 103 of the region's 191 office transactions. 54% of the office book anchored on the Capital Quarter and Central Square pipeline. The auction print to remember, the Revolution Bar lot at 911 Castle Street, sold post-auction following the Acuitas sale in March 2024. on a passing rent of around £287,000 a year. The sold post outcome means there isn't a clean public hammer price for a yield read. But the trade confirms genuine liquidity for prime Cardiff city centre leisure income at rebased pricing in the post-2023 window. Second, Swansea. Swansea registers 1,347 commercial-leaning transactions, 30% of the regional flow, and a median of £150,000, with the interquartile range running from £100,000 to £240,000. That's the lowest median of the four towns, and it captures the regenerating SA1 waterfront alongside the older Port Talbot Neath manufacturing tail. The keyword series shows 23 office transactions and 28 retail trades. A stable, if modest, professional services and high street tape that has absorbed significant repricing since 2022. There aren't priced Acuitas comparables in the bundle window for Swansea specifically, so the pricing read is anchored on the HMLR median rather than on auction tape. Third, Newport. Newport records 1,073 commercial-leaning transactions at a median of £170,000. 24% of the regional flow, sitting between Cardiff and the Severn crossing, as the M4 corridor logistics catchment and the Eastern Gateway into Wales. 39 office transactions, 32 retail trades. And the compound semiconductor cluster, around KLA, IQE and Newport Wafer Fab, as a long-duration industrial story that doesn't yet show up in the keyword-matched industrial counts. The genuinely Welsh Acuitas reference for Newport is 164 Commercial Street, postcode NP21JN, a high street retail, residential and development lot, sold prior to the February 2024 sale. Again, a sold prior outcome, rather than a public hammer price. But the result confirms an active bid for mixed-use city centre Newport stock at the right rebased pricing. A quick word on Wrexham. 488 commercial-leaning transactions, a median of £157,000, and an interquartile range nearly identical to Newport's. 26 office transactions, 17 retail trades, 4 industrial trades, and an underlying advanced manufacturing economy through Toyota Deeside and Airbus Broughton that trades predominantly through share sale and private treaty channels, not through land registry records. The point on Wrexham, for lender purposes, it's geographically Welsh but economically a Mersey D market, with relationship coverage running through Manchester and Chester rather than Cardiff. A brief note on the auction tape. The Acuitas rostrum matched four lots to this four-town bundle across catalogues from February 2024 through to July 2025. Two of those lots filed under the Newport entry are postcode mismatched to the Isle of Wight, postcode PO30, and have been disregarded for South Wales yield commentary. The genuinely Welsh series in this window narrows to the two trades I've just talked about, the Cardiff Revolution Bar lot and the Newport Commercial Street lot. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. The HMLR medians anchor the lender market. £232,000 in Cardiff, £170,000 in Newport, £150,000 in Swansea, £157,000 in Wrexham. The wider Welsh Acuitas tape sets the qualitative bracket, prime Cardiff inside Bristol or Reading benchmarks, with secondary Newport, Swansea and Wrexham products trading at high single-digit to low teens net initial yields, where investor appetite is concentrated on rebased high street, mixed-use and small-ticket office stock, where comparable English peers like Bristol or Greater Manchester see prime regional offices clearing inside the 7% band on Grade A income. South Wales' secondary product is firmly in the secondary qualitative band. Capital value per square foot logic and reversion potential drive the pricing rather than headline yield. Which brings us to lender appetite. The lender landscape in South Wales is structurally thinner than in comparable English regions because the four-town bundle has one true regional centre, Cardiff, rather than two or three. Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC and Santander all maintain Cardiff teams and cover the wider M4 corridor through regional relationship coverage. Outside Cardiff, mainstream high street debt typically reaches Newport and Swansea through cross-border teams in Bristol or Birmingham. Wrexham is covered through Manchester and Chester desks rather than from Cardiff. That cross-border pattern means sponsor relationships and deal team continuity matter more here than in a metropolitan English county where local lender presence is denser. Challenger banks dominate the £1 to £15 million special purpose company mid-market, which is where the bulk of those 4,400 commercial-leaning transactions sit. Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and Counties, Paragon, all active across South Wales on commercial investment, semi-commercial and small-ticket development. Specialist short-term and development lenders, together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore, cover bridging, refurbishment and value-add finance, particularly around the Cardiff City Centre regeneration belt, the Newport waterfront and semiconductor cluster fringe, the Swansea Bay SA1 redevelopment and the Wrexham Deeside industrial belt. What to be cautious about? Five things specific to South Wales. First, the Welsh tax stack. Land transaction tax replaces stamp duty land tax on every property purchase in this region, with a different threshold structure and a non-residential top band that needs modelling on every acquisition. Second, devolved planning. Change of use, listed building and conservation area schemes are dealt with under Welsh technical advice notes rather than English planning practice guidance, with timetables that historically run longer in Cardiff and the M4 corridor than in comparable English secondary cities. Third, Welsh language standards apply to defined customer-facing activities, with practical implications for signage and tenant-facing communications in any larger occupier deal. Fourth, industrial heritage remediation. Newport, Port Talbot and the wider valleys hinterland carry the legacy of coal, iron and steel, and contaminated land risk is a live underwriting issue across former industrial sites. Fifth, the Wrexham anomaly. Bundled into South Wales coverage but underwritten on a Cheshire-Manchester axis rather than a Cardiff-Bristol one. Outlook. The 12-month picture for South Wales commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of cautious continuity. HMLR transaction volumes look stable at the higher end of the post-2022 range across the four towns. The thin Acuitas tape, two genuinely Welsh lots in this bundle, both sold post or sold prior, rather than at the Hammer, confirms a low throughput but functional secondary auction market. Prime Cardiff yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clearer rate cycle pivot. Secondary yields across Newport, Swansea and Wrexham have already absorbed most of the 2023 to 2024 repricing. The segments to watch: Cardiff Grade A office and build to rent, that's BTR, delivery around Capital Quarter and Central Square, the Newport compound semiconductor cluster and the wider M4 logistics catchment, Swansea Bay SA1 waterfront repositioning, and the Wrexham Deeside advanced manufacturing belt as cross-border industrial demand from Cheshire and Merseyside continues to set the underwriting tone. Lender selectivity remains at the asset and covenant level rather than at the geography level. The right asset still finds debt across all four South Wales towns. If you're considering a commercial property deal in South Wales, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.